Nolte, Obama's and Netflix reportedly parting ways. By John Nolte on April 20, 2026. Higher Ground, the dumb production company founded by Barry and Michelle Obama in 2018, is parting ways with Netflix. After 8 years under a lucrative first look deal, Higher Ground and Netflix will not renew it when the deal expires at the end of 2026. Over the weekend, the failed former president appeared to want to get in front of the news and spin it in a positive way. "We were in partnership with Netflix," Barry said. "We're in a process now of transitioning to a more independent future, where we can work with a bunch of different studios." The deal initially came together by way of Netflix chief content officer Ted Sarandos, an Obama fanboy who raised money, some $600,000, for the president. Oh, and between 2009 and 2011, Sarandos' wife, Nicole Avon, served as Obama's ambassador to the Bahamas. Nice, eh? This lucrative deal, which some reports valued at $50 million for the Obamas, came just 2 months after Obama's close pal and United Nations Ambassador Susan Rice was added to the Netflix board of directors. Democrats sure got it good, eh? So what did Netflix get out of its deal with the Obamas, other than all the political goodies that come with this kind of insider status? Well, from where I sit, not a whole lot. There were 3 feature films, about 10 streaming series no one has heard of, a half dozen documentaries. Because they are the Obamas, this content received all kinds of attention from the idiots who hand out awards, including a Best Documentary Oscar win. What I don't see is a single iconic title. So, what's happening here? Well, we'll never be told the truth if it makes the Obamas look bad, because the media, and most especially the entertainment media, will do everything in their corrupt power to protect them from anything negative. So here's what I think. It's difficult to imagine that exiting this Netflix deal was a choice made by the Obamas, because it's hard to imagine anyone walking away from a first look deal, which are fantastic deals for anyone who lands one. A first look deal generally means that, in exchange for the right of first refusal on a project, the production company, in this case the Obamas' Higher Ground production company, receives a buttload of money to develop projects, pay staff salaries, and cover office space. Most likely this was a business decision by Netflix to save on a money-losing deal.